Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account? Customer, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, may I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I just dumped a bunch of stuff on my head or off of the stand and dropped my phone. And okay, I'm glad you're still there.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a message from you on January 29th that the medicine, the roll-on medicine that I ordered, got returned to you, and I was wondering why.
Okay. I can see what's going on here. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Yeah, Peggy Collister. It starts with a C. C-O-L-L-I-S-T-E-R.
All right. Thank you for that. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 1101 Auburn Drive, apartment 1304 at Castle Rock, Colorado, 80109.
All right. Let's see here. Thank you for that. And I have located our account. Looks like it is. Wherever it's at.
Is that the address
there
you had?
Yes, ma'am.
So I wonder if it was tried to deliver it on Saturday. I live in an apartment complex, and we're closed on Saturdays and Sundays, so I'm just wondering if they tried to deliver it on Saturday and just sent it back.
It wouldn't be that, I don't believe. I'll see what's going on with it, though, and this is for the cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on, right?
Yeah, it was a discount with Dan Bongino. So I think
the last one we have.
I think it was like 24 something or something like that.
Mm-hmm. The last one we have says it was delivered on January 29th. Did you get that one?
You say it was delivered?
Yeah, this one shows it's delivered on January 29th. Do you remember receiving one on that date?
No. No, I didn't, because the message that I got on January 29th said your product was returned to us, so we credited your account, which they did.
Hmm. And that was from our company, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure why that had happened.
Sometimes delivery people, they scan it and say delivered, and then they're not able to deliver it.
Okay,
They'll just do all their packages. They'll say delivered at the same time, and then they'll run around and try to deliver them.
Yeah, it says due to bad address, but it's the same one. 1101 Auburn Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, right?
Yes.
80109.
Yes, apartment 1304.
That may be what it was. Let's see here. Apartment, what was it?
The apartment is 1304.
That might be what it was because it didn't have the apartment number.
They didn't?
It didn't.
Oh.
So what we'll do is I'll have it sent back out. You said it was refunded for the last one, right? They didn't send?
Pardon me?
You said it was refunded for the last one that didn't go through?
Yeah, I think they refunded me something like 24 something.
Okay, good. All right, so what I can do is I'll send it back out for you.
Okay.
Let me make sure this is not...
And,
it is recurring.
But what account... What did I charge it to? What's the last four numbers of what I charged it to? Can you see that?
Let me see. I believe we can. We can't give out the last four, but we can verify it in other ways, like the date on it. Doesn't look like I'm showing it here. Give me one moment.
You there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for account now. We have a different area for that.
I had some theft on my Amazon account, so they closed it. So I just want to make sure you don't have that
old
card.
Okay. Let's see here. We can update that if need be. Okay. Now go. There we go. We have to restart it. Yeah, I can restart it from here. Perfect. So shipping address, make sure it's correct here. Does it have it? No, it does not. Nat, apartment number again?
1304.
Good. And check that card. I'll do that in a moment. Well, let's see here. Where do we do that at?
Okay. And then if you're
monitoring eligible, that means you have to file for fee. Name. I'm just gonna fill out a little form right here, and I'll get this done. Where's that number? There we go. Where is it at?
CUA is Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, and the state determines whether you need to file for that or not. It's up to them. And if you're monetarily ineligible, then it looks like they have determined that for you. So just go there, file the claim, and then next week you can start filing your weekly certifications over there as well.
So you have access to the original order?
That I do.
And it will still cost the same?
Yes, it should still cost the same, ma'am.
Okay. Because I can give you the account number that you can charge it to.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
I can change that. Wrong thing.
It's 1-800-361-4524. All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Center. I hope that you have a good day.
Sorry for the long wait, ma'am.
Pardon me. That's okay. I'm retired.
Go. Reactivate it. Ship date. So, we'll have it shipped out tomorrow.
Okay.
And card info, change card, and the card number.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Visa, and it's 4190 0228 8793 4061.
Perfect. The CVV number?
The code number?
Mm-hmm.
494.
And the expiration?
December of 21.
There we go. That's been updated for you. So tomorrow it should be going through. After that, it'll be every 3 months, okay?
Okay.
And everything is fixed. You're good to go. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. Will that be going by the USPS? Post,
right.
Yes, United States? Okay. All right. So I know where to look for it when it gets here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Then thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling customer support,
yeah,
ma'am. And
okay.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.